The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
It's an optional skate, but a good number of San Jose Sharks are on the ice here in Denver, Colorado, getting used to the Mile High City and preparing for tonight's game against the Colorado Avalanche. Drew, the Sharks have had an interesting little experience these last few games, ever since they had the lead in the third period against the Edmonton Oilers. You can tell by the sounds in the background that the enthusiasm is still there, but one thing that they're looking for more tonight is a little bit more energy.
I thought Ryan Rosowski put it really, really well, talking to the media today, that going into that Edmonton game, there's a real sense of excitement. They had an exciting chance to win against a very good hockey team after beating New York and then beating Vancouver, coming in looking, making three in a row, and they were really excited about how to play and what to do. And then they lost in that game in a terrible fashion. And after that, that excitement has dwindled and dwindled and dwindled in the last losses. So it's a chance to get the excitement back. I thought that's going to be one of our keys tonight. After hearing Coach Warsawski say it, get excited about this game. It's your last chance before the Olympic break. You got a chance to empty the tank. You got a chance to show the NHL that you're still in the hunt. As you're looking last night and watching the Kraken and the Ducks go at it, you're seeing where the standings are. You've got a very good chance to keep yourself in the hunt. And we knew going into this segment, the four back-to-backs on the road to be going in the last little shot against some of these really good teams, that you were going to have to make a statement that you're for real. Well, here's your chance. So get excited about it.
You know what? Here's my little motivational additional statistic for tonight's game. Since January 1st, even with all of those schedule challenges, the Sharks are 7-6-1, essentially a .500 team. In the same time span since January 1st, Colorado is 6-7-2. The Sharks actually have a better record than the Avalanche do since the first of the year, even with these schedule challenges, even with the changes to the lineup that have happened, which sometimes changes chemistry with guys coming back from injury or guys going down with injury and everything else. I would suspect that could be an energy boost.
It should be. It should be, absolutely. My only worry in us, you know, being a former coach, you have that, and being, I'm always a dark cloud guy, kind of guy. They did make a little bit of a statement, Colorado, in Detroit after they lost the previous two games. Which is, you know what, that's what Colorado does. But the Sharks have beat Colorado before, and they beat them by playing a really solid defensive game. And that doesn't mean that you're passive. That doesn't mean you're backing up. It means you're pressuring. It means you're going after guys. The other aspect of the game that they've got to get in their game tonight is everybody's got to be skating. Everybody, you got to be physical, you got to be skating, you got to make sure you're moving the puck correctly. When the Sharks do the right things on the ice, they're a hell of a good team. When they don't, they slow themselves down, they give themselves they create their own problems by their lack of execution and their lack of moving their feet and their hesitancy in just attacking and moving forward.
So what you're talking about, I think, related to that is solid structure.
Yeah.
They absolutely have to have it against a team like this.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the records may be in recent days, Colorado has Makar, and they've got MacKinnon, and they've got so much talent through their lineup, but they are missing a couple of guys. That's one of the reasons why they've struggled a bit. Taves is just coming back from an injury. Natchez is still out. Looks like Landeskog, although he was surrounded by the media this morning, is probably still out of the lineup. And they've got Mackenzie Blackwood in goal, and he's going to be playing tonight against his old buddies. And let's not forget about Burnsy. I mean, this team's loaded.
This team is very much loaded. I talked to Brent Burns just as he was leaving. We had a little bit of a walk and talk. He's enjoying his time here. He says it's very businesslike here in Colorado. This is a game that these guys were very serious about their craft. And he's loved life outside the rink, and not as well as inside the rink. Everybody's doing fine. Talked to McKenzie a little bit. McKenzie's such a great individual. What a unique young man he is.
One of the best.
One of the best, without a doubt. Said he misses everybody in San Jose, misses the Sharks, but he's having, again, having some fun here. But he also mentioned it's a business-like mentality. This is a team that, when they get into this situation where they felt those two losses, they retaliated with that win against the Red Wings. But you're right. I think that the big issue is tonight playing this team, and I think also for Ryan Warsawski with his own team and Jared Bednar with his own team, this is it. You know, back of your mind, human nature. Let's just get this over with. It's been a very compressed schedule. We've been on the road for almost the entire January. Everybody's feeling it. But as we like to say, and Ryan Warsawski loves to talk about it, be where your feet are. Be here right now for this next till 10 o'clock tonight, and then you get to go and do your stuff.
Well, and some of them are going to the Olympics, which is going to be fascinating. The other day at practice, Macklin Celebrini had his Team Canada gloves that he was kind of warming up with. And, you know, that got a lot of attention. But the other guys that are going to the Olympics, Philip Kurashev and Pavel Regenda, all very excited about going to the Olympics along with Alex Wenberg. And so, again, you want to have a good showing before that gets started. But I want to talk about this recent situation where the Sharks have been integrating guys back into the lineup, and how that changes the chemistry a little bit. In a way, the way I see it is that's a preparation for a situation in the playoffs where you might lose a guy because of an injury, and then you got to throw somebody in there that hasn't been part of the team for a while. There are a lot of little things that are going on right now that are amazing preparation for when the Sharks get to that next point.
I think the great thing about it is that, number one, you have to learn to adapt. You have to learn to control the controllables and not be pushed off your game because of something that the coaches are doing or because injuries, whatever. You have to stay as even keel in your preparation and disciplined in your approach to the game and your discipline in the game, no matter who you're playing with. The other aspect that is, I think, a positive for the Sharks is there's such a great group of guys. You know, we talked about it yesterday, and you're being around these guys. We've been through a lot with a lot of teams, and we've seen some good chemistry and culture. We've seen some bad chemistry and culture. This is one of the best I've ever seen on any team I've ever been with, when I was coaching or when I was broadcasting for other teams or in wherever. These guys are fantastic, and they're welcoming. If you're part of the team, you are part of the team.
That includes us.
Yeah, they're fantastic that way. So when you look at that aspect of it, I think it's easier for a guy to come in. But also, I think the coaches do a fantastic job in integrating that, you know, because we know that there's going to be guys, when the Sharks get to the playoffs, if it's this year, and I think it will be, it's going to be a team that is pretty much what we're seeing right here, right now. But even if you're a new guy coming in, that's okay. They're accepting of you.
Well, how about this? What I've noticed in the last few days since Kiefer Sherwood has arrived, hasn't played a game yet. He's going to play his first game tonight against Colorado. Everybody's excited to see him playing right there with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith on the Sharks' top line. But he's integrated into the social culture and the fabric of the team immediately.
Yeah, yesterday in practice was a great example. It was a really good example. And they were just doing some power play stuff and some shooting drills after. And already, you know, the chirping going back and forth, guys laughing with each other. Yeah, he really has. And that's a sign of the leadership of this team. Tyler Toffoli, Barkley Goodrow, Mauro Ferraro. You look at the guys that have been the big leaders on this team. Ryan Rees, of course, can't not say Ryan. You're part of it. You're part of the team. That's it. You're here. Welcome. Great. You know, and that's why this team has been so good this year. And they have been good. These last few games, and notwithstanding.
Most important aspect of this game tonight, aside from trying to get to a victory against one of the better teams in the league, is to have a big bounce back for Yaroslav Askarov. He's getting the start in goal. I'm glad that he's starting, and I think the players, that team that he's playing for, want to get a win for him.
They want to get a win for him. He wants to get a win for them, too. But let's face it, Danny, he's got to be making more stops.
And that's the story. Barclay Goodrow is playing in his 400th game as a San Jose Shark tonight. And the Sharks taking on one of the better clubs in the NHL, the Colorado Avalanche. Jamal Mayers and I will be on the air at 5:30 Pacific time with the broadcast. Until then, that is our Sharks Morning Skate Show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.